As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking. Still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that.
He did that
to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
The more I hear that over as time goes on, I love how Mike Quick describes it. What? I never saw that.
Can I tell you, I was on the field when that happened, right? And I was talking to both Brians, Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawkins. And we're having a conversation, right? And when it happened, Brian was like, dude, have you ever seen anything like that? And I was like, wow. That is a moment that everybody's going to be talking about for years.
Yes.
And it was bananas to be on the field for that. It was phenomenal to see, man. It really, really was.
You know, a lot of great players have a play or a moment or a highlight that you'll see. Like Barry Sanders, it's always like him spinning around, like it goes backwards and he ends up forward. That's Saquon's. I mean, Saquon has a moment now that will live in NFL history. He's on the Madden cover with it. What a season, and we got the formula. I want to do it again. We have the recipe. Run the football and be a run-based team. He wants to see it open up a little bit more. Where do you come down on the Eagles as we get forward and look forward to 2025? 215-592-9494. All right, let's grab a couple calls here. And then we did mention it was list season. Last week was quarterbacks. This week, we have a coach-quarterback combination. So the best combination of coach-quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll let you know where the Eagles come in, but it's not the Eagles that has my attention on the list. It's where a different coach-quarterback combination are ranked, which is, might be one of the most ridiculous things I've seen in years.
Because it's not a combination.
Well, it's a lie. Yeah, it's make-believe. Is it Hanza? Hanza in North Philly. What's up, Hanza?
It's Hamza.
Hanza. I will remember
what's
that.
Up,
Hanza, how are you?
Hamza with the M, not with the M.
Hamza.
Okay, Hamza.
I got you. Yeah. Hamza. All right, put that in the system, Kyle. Hamza.
Gotcha. How are you guys doing today? It's my first time, long time.
Appreciate you, man. We're good.
Every single day.
All right, what are you thinking today, man?
Nah, man, you're tripping on the Saquon. We need to rely on Saquon again, man. We need to rely on Jalen. He's the QB of the team. He's the rock of the team. He needs to lead us, not Saquon again. I agree with you, and I disagree with Jimmy.
But couldn't I have said that last year, and we did the opposite? I mean, he was the quarterback last year. He was the rock last year, but we relied more
for
on the
sure,
running back.
In 22, didn't we rely on Jalen a lot?
So they did. I thought, and that's why he almost won the MVP of the league in 22. Yeah.
But, exactly.
Yep, he did it. We haven't seen that level of play out of him as consistent since then, though.
No, I agree with you on that point, but at the same time, for you to say that when you rely on Saquon more than Jalen is ludicrous. Jalen's the QB of the team. We need to get the freaking passing game a lot better, not the running game. And if Saquon doesn't have the same season he had last year, it doesn't matter. He proved what he needed to prove. Plus, all because he's out there doing things doesn't mean he's not focused on football, per se.
Well, that's Hugh's thing.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I don't think he's not. Okay. I don't think he's not focused. It is fair to point out he has been. He's been busier this offseason, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, he's freaking almost beat the record. You know, having a Super Bowl ring, right on the bum Giants into the great Eagles. So it's like, no, man, we're gonna have a great 2025 season as long as Jalen Hurts can throw the ball. If he doesn't throw the ball, then I don't know what to do. He gets paid all this money, he's not throw the ball. That's a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, it's only a problem if they don't win. And Hamza, we appreciate the phone call, and we appreciate listening. It's only a problem if they don't win. I mean, did anyone at the end of the day when the season ended last year, did anyone care that Jalen Hurts got paid a lot of money to be towards the bottom of the NFL in attempts?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that they won. The whole point is to win. This is what I think is the best way to win with this particular team. That's all. And yeah, Jalen was great in 22, but let's not forget in 22 the defense was great. And they got up in games so much, he didn't have to throw a lot.
It was a one-dimensional game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you can dictate what you want to do in a game like that because you ain't got to do a whole lot. Your game plan changes because you don't have to put the ball in harm's way.
If you look at the last 3 years, his highest passing attempts was 2023. That was their worst season. When he throws a little bit less or a lot less, 2022, which he played great, 2024, which was played well, and then at some points great, they won more. That's what I'm looking at. All right, we did mention it is list season here. And here, there's a lot of lists that float around, right? There's the quarterback list last week, which we reacted to over at Pro Football Focus. Well, this one caught our attention today. Ranking the NFL's 32 coach quarterback duos in 2025. So this is combining the two, right? The best coach quarterback combination. Here, without me saying it, I think you could probably guess, like, towards the top of the list is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, right?
No doubt.
But they've been doing it for years. They might be both the best at their respective things. Okay. Bottom of the list is Kellen Moore and Tyler, Shuck? I think it's
Tyler
Shuck.
Kellen Moore, okay.
Shuck from Louisville. Okay, obviously.
We won't have to nail that down unless he turns out to
be something. Yeah, right, and that's fair. Like, they're both rookies in their respective fields. They're going to be towards the bottom. Okay. So I'm scrolling through and I'm looking to see, all right, where are the Eagles? Before I even tell you, where do you think is a fair spot for Hurts, Sirianni, the duo, to be ranked among coach quarterback duos?
Are you asking me to give you a more of a pinpoint spot or say, like,
a range.
Say reckless speculation?
Where do you think they should be?
I would say maybe in the top five.
Well, why not two? They just won the Super Bowl.
Well, I would say because, like, I'm not writing this list. And,
oh, okay.
And the way that these people write these lists, they're writing it with a little bit of, you know, some bias.
Well, Jalen at two.
Yeah, I did. And I would put it.
So then
He should be number two, but I would say the top five.
So they are ranked number 10. They are the 10th ranked coach quarterback combination in the NFL, and they gave the specific ranks for each because they added them together. Like if you're the number one coach and number one quarterback, that would be a total of 2 points you get, right? So the lower the points, the better you are on the list.
Yeah.
So they have Nick Sirianni ranked as the 13th best head coach in pro football, and they have Jalen Hurts ranked as the 9th best quarterback in the National Football League.
Interesting.
13 for the head coach who just won the Super Bowl, 9 for the quarterback.
Well, that's a respect thing, I think, because, you know, a lot of people, like, listen, Coach Bubblehead is fitting. And I keep telling y'all that. Y'all don't want to believe
you're the only one who calls that these days.
Yeah, but
it's not catching on.
You're not a born again Sirianni guy like me.
No, I mean, I like Coach Sirianni.
Not born again.
Let's be honest, though. That's what people think of Coach Sirianni. They think he's somewhat of a bubblehead.
So what you think? Which ranking is more disrespectful, Sirianni at 13 or Jalen at 9?
I would say Jalen at 9.
I think it might be Sirianni at 13.
For his coach's job, I can rock with you with that.
It's gotta be above. It's gotta be above 13.
For what Jalen has done, see, this is
I think they're both pretty bad.
They are, but I could put Jalen in a bucket between the 5th and 10th best.
Yeah, Jalen's closer to 9 than Sirianni is closer to 13.
I mean, I'm wondering how many coaches above him didn't win a Super Bowl. Like he's the head coach of a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and you got like again, man. A lot of times the people that do what we do, they get stuck. They get stuck in. Believing more of what they say than actually, you know, calling it like they see it.
All right, here's who's above Sirianni Hurts. Ready? And you tell me if any of these stand out to you. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow above Sirianni and Hurts as a coach quarterback ranking. Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels.
Right, that combination.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Are you going in order?
Yeah, I'm counting down the list because we were at number wherever we were.
I would say none of these are appalling so far.
And Jaden Daniels?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So they had Quinn as rated the 14th best coach, one behind Sirianni. They had Jaden Daniels rated the fifth best quarterback, well above Jalen Hurts. Okay.
That's pretty high.
Shanahan and Purdy at number 7. I'm going to skip number 6. We'll come back to that in a second. Number 5, McDermott and Josh Allen.
Sean McDermott, Josh Allen.
Number 4, Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert.
Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert. Hmm.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Number 3, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. Number 2, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. And obviously number 1 is Reed and Mahomes, both ranked number 1 in their own respective column.
Now.
What upset you the most? And I skipped number 6 on purpose. I'm going to get
to that.
Coach
Harbaugh and Herbert. Mm-hmm. Because Herbert was one of the guys. Now, this is the problem that I have. And I'm not picking on anybody that sees Herbert as a premier quarterback.
So, for the record, they have him ranked as the 8th best quarterback, Harbaugh the 7th best coach. So, they averaged it out, and they got to be number 4 together.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot to do all that just to get to that point. But you're talking about a quarterback who has, since he's been in the league, they've tried to make him more of a passer. A prolific passer.
Well, last
if I'm
year they
not
actually
mistaken.
Pulled back. They pulled back and ran the ball.
That's my point. Yeah. So now you're telling me he's a top quarterback because you're taking stuff off his plate. Now I can see, like the Josh Allen one, we can argue about that all day.
Well, Josh Allen has been better than Herbert.
Agree. Not disagreeing with that.
And a better
but
player.
But you mean to tell me that because you're asking less of Herbert, he's a better quarterback? Like, seriously,
well,
that's what I'm
Wasn't
stuck
Wasn't that
on.
Your reasoning for Jalen Hurts? Because he pulled back and was able to do what was best for the offense? I'm going to get to that.
Mm. I'm going to get to that. Jalen has done more than just – if you want to put it like this.
And the Eagles have done more than
Wait, let me finish. If you want to put it like that, you're right. The Eagles have done more than the Chargers. But you giving him more love than you're giving Jalen, and you're asking him to do less. That's the part – like, that's why a lot of times when I hear these quarterback – comparisons and stuff like that, I kind of got to look and, okay, I ask, like, who wrote that story?
I think we're at the point where Jalen has to be above Herbert on lists. I think he has to be.
I think that's not unreasonable
to
say.
Herbert has played 2 playoff games, and he's crapped the bed in both games.
That's why it's hard for me to wrap my mind around these pundits that play the position that will say certain things and then try to sell it to me like, okay, this is the reason why I put this. No, just be honest.
So
you don't like the guy.
I guess what I don't find egregious about it is, I guess when I saw this list, I was looking at it from the lens of, if I had to start a franchise
from scratch,
I guess, to win this season, right? Because, you know, Stafford and McVay are up there. We know Stafford doesn't have too much time left. He wouldn't go too high in a draft if all quarterbacks became available. But if you were to tell me you need to build a team to go win this season, which combo would you start with? I could definitely make the case that Harbaugh and Herbert would be the two I start with, like all else being equal.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I think Harbaugh's a great coach. But there's one I left out, right? I didn't say number 6 because this combination was rated as the sixth best coach quarterback combination in the NFL. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. Did I miss something?
Come on.
Yes, you did.
He's not on the team.
No, but listen.
This is the second time in a week.
I was about to say, because they did a whole, didn't somebody do a whole segment?
Joy.
You're a girl.
And my girl.
Well, you wanted that.
I did. At one point. Then I realized that, hey, man, you know, sometimes you just got to sit back and just admire from afar.
Gotta hold your L.
Take that L. I'm not in the wheelhouse, man.
Okay. Even if we play along and say he's going to sign with the Steelers, in what world is Tomlin Rodgers in 2025 a better coach quarterback combination than Jalen Hurts and Sirianni?
And you make my point.
Or Shanahan and Purdy. Rodgers is cooked.
And you make my point because a lot of times you have to listen. We're all in a position where we all have our own takes, and you know how I feel about that. Live your truth. But when you write stories like that and you try to justify them, I'm looking at it like, huh? Because the one that sticks out to me again is the Herbert Harbaugh one. The Herbert Harbaugh
one. But isn't Tomlin Rodgers worse?
Well, that that's fairy tale land right there. That is we're arguing about something that's not even factual at that point. And I just choose not to put my energy into that.
Yeah, it
because
doesn't make
it's
sense.
Like you're ranking somebody and ranking them high.
This is fiction. Yeah.
Yes, in a fictional setting. So that's why it's like,
Okay. Yeah. Make believe. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. G-Money in Delaware. What's up, G-Money?
Hey, I want to mess with you for a minute.
All right, G-Money.
I listened to you earlier talking about Saquon. How you going to compare your offseason habits to him, man?
CG Money.
And then another thing, you know, even when you went in shape, your dairy was too big. You need to stop it, you.
See, I feel like this is a personal attack. This
ain't
got
anything for us.
Yeah, it's not time.
Hey, thanks a lot, G Money. I appreciate that. I appreciate you keeping me grounded. But it wasn't the story. The story is valid when I talk about the off season.
Because the Kroger,
you just got caught on the fat part. Take the fat part out. Take that out.
No, you don't have to.
And then you
try
to blame it on the girl.
I did.
He blamed it on Dr. Carla.
Hey,
that's
listen.
Passing the buck.
Hey, listen. Dr. Carla was fine. She's still fine, as far as I know, because she don't speak to me.
Yeah.
But Dr. Carla, hey, she was worth every meal that we went to the steakhouse. She was worth every one of them high-class
meals. That's how you got fluffy.
That first-round pick signing bonus went to that steakhouse.
Ooh, dude, I was super fluffy. We eating good, though.
Like, how many pounds overweight you get?
About 30.
Woo!
No, because, like, back in the day, Cheesecake Factory used to be the spot.
Oh.
So, we in the Cheesecake Factory with that strawberry shrimp. The strawberry lemonade. My bad. It's been a while. But, yeah, we was eating good, G-Money. So, back up off me, man. You ain't gotta focus on those parts of the story that I was telling. The story is valid. He's busy. He's a busy man now. He's seeing more time with all this celebrity stuff that he's doing. The story is valid.
I hear you talk.
You don't believe a word.
No one believes it. No one buys it. G-Money, good phone call.
He's like, whatever, dog. It was like, whatever. G-Money, you're going to stop calling in here, causing problems, man. I appreciate that. And you live in Delaware.
No.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it all. All right, before we go any further, can we hear from you people?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
You people are loving Hawaii Hugh today. Loving Ohio. We'll get to that in a little bit, though, because they started off pretty upset with Joe today.
Okay, good.
Yep. Every day with the Jalen Hurts slander.
Good. He said good.
Ready for this one, Joe?
Yeah.
You never slandered Wentz this much.
Oh, you guys, these people have short memories. I destroyed that man. I mean, I crushed him, man. And he earned it.
You couldn't have said anything more wrong than Joe never slandered Carson Wentz.
Everyone else from Wentz on is just, I'm tame on all these people. Yep.
Go home, Joe.
It's not time yet.
It's almost time.
No, but just the simple fact that you just say go home.
Oh, leave.
Just go home.
Yep. Get out.
Home. Yep. Julio has no clue about sports. Should never be allowed to talk sports again.
That's strong.
All right, I'm done. That's it. That's how my career is. The YouTuber said I can't do it anymore.
We got to talk about it.
Yep. Yeah. You feel big, Joe, after beating up on that little kid?
He wasn't a kid, was
hey, Joe,
he? No.
He was a kid, though.
Kids are in school.
No, yeah, Joe, he was a kid.
He was not a kid.
He was like, you feel like a big man?
You feel big, Joe? You feel tough after that.
So you did.
Hold on a second.
Beat him up.
How old do you think he was?
He's in his early 20s. He's in his early 20s.
That's old enough to get beat up about
then
Trey Turner.
I do feel big.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Because when he was on the ropes and he was studying, Joe just kept...
Well, if you're in your younger 20s,
he's entering the prime of his... I didn't go to his job.
He came to ours.
But
he
you did. Just...
He entered
Joe.
The arena.
This is where it got bad. Because he's on the ropes. He's studying. He's flummoxed. And you're just still throwing headmakers. And I'm just sitting there looking like, wow, this is what we're doing.
Well, maybe if you could have said the layoff and said you laughed.
I'm like, wow, you was a little heavy-handed with that one.
Heavy-handed.
Hope you feel big, Joe. Hope you feel big.
Way to call him out, you people. That was a lot, man.
Sometimes people have to learn before they become people like Hugh who feel like they can say whatever they want.
That's why I put
live,
him right
live
up there.
Live your truth. Live your truth.
He had to learn the hard way.
Yep. Happens.
One way or the other. This one totally out of context, but Hugh needs to calm down.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Guy's out of control. I know. I know what that probably was.
What?
When you gave a new name to the Reed Blankenship and
the
Cooper Machine podcast.
Well, by the way, that's a washing machine setting. Casual whites.
it's the part of the store I shop in. The casual white section. It's cool, but it's not the name of their podcast.
And people have their eye on you big time with this thing because the Tyler Hero comment. The whole being in a clan.
Yeah.
And now the casual.
We're all the same to you over there.
You know what's funny? When it came out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm not having a good run as far as that's concerned. I was thinking that. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to paint myself in a way that I probably don't want to be seen.
It's just another one of those casual whites over there.
Not looking good.
That is far from the case, man. But I, when it came out of my mouth, I'm like, damn, you just keep bearing yourself.
It's like four strikes.
And luckily you're with us, who will never let anything go.
Let's get to what we've all been waiting for here with Hawaii Hugh. So you've been referred to as Hula Hugh.
Hula Hugh.
Which I think works.
Yep.
Okay.
Hugh looks like a Fruit Loop today.
A Fruit Loop. Okay, mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Barney the Dinosaur.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
I see that.
Barney.
Hugh IE5.
I like that one. That was pretty creative. Yeah.
Hugh's looking like a poisonous frog.
I like that one.
And I think my favorite one, Hugh looks like he's about to go sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Like Big Ears. That was... Big Hawaii.
Yeah, the guy.
He's great. He can sing.
He's got big ears.
I can pronounce that. I know they called him ears, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're trying to pronounce that, we're in big trouble.
I don't know if that's more about the shirt or looking fluffy. Mm. But,
I don't know. Yeah, because it's either, that's one of the ones, this could be either or. It could be either or.
Yeah, but you people cleaned up on the Hugh lookalikes today, I thought.
All right,
I'm good showing.
Glad we had a couple minutes left here because I was able to find the New York Daily News article from when you reported to training camp 20 pounds overweight. Some of these quotes are remarkable. One Jet who may have enjoyed the offseason too much was rookie defensive end Hugh Douglas. Line mates Marvin Washington and Kurt Barber were all over the number one pick when he weighed in at 280 pounds. Washington said, man, he's gonna play nose tackle. Hell, he'll wind up on the offensive line. Douglas took the ring in stride, admitting his weight did fluctuate in the offseason. It was just all the fried food I ate, but that's not my true weight, Hugh said. Next year, he plans to report to camp at 220, and then this is my favorite part.
Bro, that's 60 whole pounds you got to shave off.
No, it was supposed to be like 260.
Douglas is generously listed at 6'2", even though he may be a shade under 6 feet. And he doesn't want weight to become an issue down the line.
They got you a whole 2.5 inches off,
bro.
Oh my goodness!
When I tell you, Coach Kotite, look at your ass. You're so fat. I'll never forget that. Oh my God, what were you doing in the off season? Oh, he made a big deal, and the trainer at the time was Dave Price. He was like, Dave, you got to get his fat ass in shape. He's horrible.
So not to defend Rich, because you can't. But you know what he's thinking.
Like, what?
He's about to get fired, and his number one pick from the year before came in.
Man, listen.
In fat.
And let me tell you, the worst part about that was, this was during a time, I was fat during a time where there wasn't, the aftermarket, the protein, the supplement market wasn't that big. So there wasn't a lot that you could choose from that tasted good. I remember he bought me this packet of stuff. It was called Definition. And I had to drink that every night and only ate noodles for like months. And it was the nastiest
I'm sure.
thing that I've ever had.
All right, as we sign off, Phillies, Blue Jays tonight, Sanchez on the mound. Does Sharp Douglas have a parlay for
yes,
us?
Yes, I do. You want to, like, I cooked up a parlay. Kyle, obviously.
What do we got?
Kyle Schwarber, home run.
Okay.
Pull up a parlay. Phillies win. Mm-hmm. Out the gate, money line. Money line, Phillies win. Who else? My boy, Alec Bohm is going to get a hit.
And
I didn't get no base.
The Vlad home run? Vlad?
And Vlad a home run. Vlad home run. You know what? $2 going to get me if I get this one? $68
A 34-1
$68
parlay?
$68
Oh, that's responsible you know betting what, you for
you. What, you know what? Alec Bohm, you need to come through for me tonight, man. Just get all I need to do is get a hit. That's it. That's all
right.
I need
there's
to do.
There's your run-of-the-mill 34-1 parlay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.